The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So continuing on the 16 steps of breathing meditation that the Buddha taught, that does come from a variety of places in the discourses of the Buddha. The most common one place is a text called Discourse on Mindfulness of Breathing, Anapanasati Sutta, and it's what's a collection called the Middle Length Discourses. And there's been a variety of books that are, you know, explaining this or describing this. The descriptions are 16 steps are really just like cliff notes, just like brief sentences. And different meditation teachers will have a little different take or explanation of how these work or what they are, and which is appropriate. There's many techniques, and they're like, you know, these are just kind of little placeholders for a whole universe of experience. So we're coming into the fifth and sixth step of Anapanasati, and the fifth one says, one trains, in other words, one practices the alphabet to really learn it, one does it over and over again, trains that as one is breathing in, one experiences joy. As one breathes, one trains that as one breathes out, one experiences joy. And then the sixth one is, as breathing in, one experiences happiness. Breathing out, one experiences happiness. And so this word for joy and happiness, some people will translate, like the famous translator Bhikkhu Bodhi, translated as a rapture for joy. And what I translate as happiness, he translates as pleasure. And the difference between these two is that whatever this the joy factor is, or it's something that's a little bit energizing. It's a little bit. It can be quite strong, but it's something that's a little bit more like a thrill in the body, a delight. It's a flow of energy or flow of pleasure in the body that is kind of uplifting and delightful and just has a lightening feeling. And then the next one, what I call happiness, he calls pleasure, is when the energetics of joy quiet down, the pleasure of the joy, the happiness of the joy remains. Something more settled and something has more sense of contentment. Some people get quite attached to the energetics of joy, and sometimes it's a feeling of ecstasy and rapture, and very strong. It can course through our body, cascading waves of joy, and it can be quite intense. And but sooner or later, people get a little tired of the energetics of it, and then the energetics, the upwelling energy of it, begins to settle and quiet. And there's kind of a state shift, and in retrospect we see that the joy has a kind of mental quality, mental energetics of it, that settles, and then we're more settled in the body, and then more of a feeling of contentment in the body, of well-being in the body, tranquility in the body, for me feels like a very sublime kind of happiness. But because it's more physical, some translators like to translate it as pleasure, and because it doesn't have the mental energy of it as well. And and the operating word verb is one experiences. You could just as well translate the Pali language word here as one feels. One allows oneself, one really feels what it's there. Elsewhere, the Buddha says, when this kind of pleasure or joy begins to surface, one is allowed to feel it in such a way that one allows it to spread through the body. And as I said yesterday, the Buddha said, this kind of pleasure or joy is not to be feared, and is not to be kind of dismissed or belittled. It's actually quite a healthy thing to experience it. Some people, when they feel it, find it very healing, and it creates a context in the body and the heart in order to better kind of be present for what is difficult. It's not a denial of what's difficult and painful in our lives or difficult emotions and what's happening in the world around us, but it's easier to be present for it without falling victim of it or being oppressed by it or being, you know, suffering ourselves even more by it or feeling self-pity. But because we have this goodness, we have this joy, happiness, well-being in which to hold the challenges of our lives. There's something about, so this joy, this well-being that comes in this step, comes a lot from really being starting to be absorbed or really intimate and continuous with the experience of breathing. It also comes when there's more sense of a wholeness. Everything is included. Nothing's being held at bay. And so the earlier steps, the steps of the body, has to do with really feeling the body and relaxing the body. When the body is tense, the body is in a certain way not whole. So we're kind of cut off from parts of it in this kind of way. But as we feel the body and relax the body, there's a feeling of wholeness, of gathering together. And that gathering together and becoming whole is what contributes to the joy arising. It's kind of like we're creating the channels, we're creating the openings for this well-being to be there. That can come when we start becoming really intimate or connected or continuous in the attention. And so the awareness itself gets gathered together to really be in the present moment with the breathing, as opposed to the thoughts jumping around here and there and about what's for dinner and what I'm doing tomorrow and what I did yesterday or something. The mind begins to, the wholeness, the mind also begins to gather around just this experience here. The mind itself now centers itself on the experience of the body just breathing. And this this centering itself in the body breathing has the joy, the delight of, you know, the problems of our life, the preoccupations, the agitations, the anxieties that are fed by thoughts and perpetuate by thoughts, begin to quiet down. And so just that is a relief to have. And then the combination of the mind's intimacy, the awareness's intimacy with the whole experience of breathing in and the wholeness of the body, then it tends to start producing from the inside out a sense of goodness, which is my kind of generic name for a whole class of things, family of things we might feel. Joy, delight, satisfaction, contentment, pleasure, that thrill, wonderful feelings that come. And they come back for no good reason for what's outside in the world. Nothing has to be better in the world in our, you know. It just comes because of this, really, this intimacy and gathering together, this harmony, harmonizing of our whole being that can come when we're really present here. So the first four steps of Anapanasati, which can take a long time to kind of really do, and have a lot to do with really finding ourselves really present here in a whole way, in an embodied way, in an inclusive way. So it's not a narrow, tight little concentration, but rather a centering on everything's included and everything is centered. So the image I have for it is a big bowl that if you take a marble and drop it into this big bowl, it'll go up and down and around. And if you lean into the bowl and push the marble, you can just keep it going. It just keeps spinning forever if you keep pushing it. But if we stop pushing it, slowly, it'll come to center at the bottom of the bowl. With the whole bowl is there, but it's resting at the center. So the same thing with our attention, our thoughts, our awareness. That we keep spinning it, pushing the marbles in our mind with our thoughts, with our involvement, with our interest, with our reactivity to things. And the thinking mind just spins and goes and gets distracted. But as we leave it alone, then everything begins to settle, gather together. And we support it with our practice of intimacy and getting close to breathing. And then with time, we find we get centered at the bottom of the bowl, centered on the breathing. And this can start becoming a very pleasant experience and very enjoyable. And the joy factors begin bubbling up within. And the Buddha's description of this is, I think I said it recently, is that of an underwater spring flowing up into a lake. And it just flows up from the inside and spreads out. And so, for example, sometimes you can feel that with the inhale. It's almost like there's an underwater spring under deep in our torso, right down near the base of our body or base of our chest or something. And as we breathe in, there's an upwelling feeling of this. And then as we exhale, perhaps there's a feeling of it flowing all back down again and flowing out. This flow and flow happening of this pleasure, this energetics, this lightness. It can be quite subtle when it begins happening, and it's good to recognize it and realize, oh, this is actually a good thing to pay attention to. Don't look for it when it's not there. Don't try to manufacture it, and don't feel like you have to have it. This fifth step and sixth step of Anapanasati, it's, you know, only sometimes it begins to happening. The core practice is the first four, and this is so beneficial just to stay in the first four for a long time. In a sense, the longer we stay with the four, the stronger foundation we allow ourselves to have for what follows. But unless you learn about this potential for joy and pleasure as part of the meditation practice, then you might not appreciate it when it happens. You might not recognize it when it happens, and then you won't kind of include that or become whole with that. Let that spread and open and receive it through your body. And all this requires some modicum of a quiet mind. It doesn't have to be completely quiet. There can be some thoughts in the background or light thoughts. So don't be at war with your thoughts and think you have to not think at all. That just produces tension. But there is a quieting that happens as we practice. So mindfulness of breathing, and I hope that you'll have some opportunities through the day and through meditation to appreciate and value and enjoy yourself breathing. Thank you very much.